Okay. This is Paul Werner backstage at the Odyssey Arena, Belfast. And today I'm joined by Kevin from Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Belfast.
Hello. Thank you. Good to be here.
If I'm not mistaken, this is Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats' first visit to Belfast.
Yep.
For anyone who's checking you out for the first time tonight, can you give a brief history of the band and how it came to form? And
yep, we started in Cambridge, England, 2009, maybe 2010, just as a sort of studio project. I wanted to record some of my songs, so I got some friends involved, and then we just kind of evolved from there. We got different lineups for like every album, pretty much, but we finally settled on a stable lineup at the moment, so it's great.
Excellent. Your sound seems to hark back to a day when heavy metal was in its infancy.
Yeah.
Somewhat. Are there any artists in particular who have inspired the band and your songwriting?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like Black Sabbath is a massive one. The Beatles, Neil Young, and then things like Iron Maiden, Wasp, maybe things that people wouldn't expect. So yeah, there's quite a lot of
sort of classic metal.
Yeah, yeah, it's that classic sound. I mean, yeah. Other things like the Ronettes, I like, you know, 60s Phil Spector, and yeah, maybe some bizarre ones as well that are influenced.
Any new emerging bands that you like, that you would recommend or people should check
out? Yeah, I mean, Blood Ceremony, I love them. The Oath, you know, these are bands on Rise Above as well, so yeah, you know, it's good to be on, you know, such a good label. But yeah, there's a lot of good bands out there at the minute.
Good. Earlier in the year, you released your third studio album, Mind Control.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give a brief synopsis on the story behind it? I know there is a sort of story
crazy
behind
concept.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a guy that goes up a mountain and he says he's bringing up people and he said, "I'll show you God at the top." You know, and they believe in the kind of like pilgrims, and then he just kills them all at the top, and he thinks he's God, so he comes down from the mountain and then hides out in the desert and starts his own like super cult to kill people. It's kind of like Charles Manson meets Jim Jones meets
it's a sort of cheery
nuts
story.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Well, to my ears, the album has a sort of darker sound to Bloodlust.
Yeah.
Was that an intentional thing, or was that something that happened in the studio as you were writing songs or recording?
I'm not sure if it was intentional. I mean, the idea was to do something different from Bloodlust, because everyone wanted another Bloodlust, and it's good not to give people what they want, I think. So
personally, I thought Bloodlust was brilliant. Like,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good album as well, but it's good to kind of not repeat yourself and try different concepts and different stories and things like that. So that's kind of the idea.
So moving on from that then, is there one piece of equipment or gear that you would say would be essential to get the Uncle Acid sort of sound?
I mean, probably like a fuzz pedal, a good fuzz pedal. I use this basic audio, it's called Spooky Tooth Fuzz, it's based on a 60s or 70s circuit or whatever. Got that going into an old Tweed amp, that just gives you the fuzzy, crunchy, like lo-fi.
So no massive Marshall Stacks.
Yeah, unfortunately not.
Alright, and so you play guitar as well. What is your main go-to guitar at the minute?
It's a Les Paul Junior, but it's actually made by Edwards, a Japanese company.
Right.
The new Gibsons are just terrible. So, and you know, this one's based on like the old 50s design, so it feels like an old guitar. It's just perfect for me. So,
excellent. And if you could have any other kind of guitar, then what would you go for? Money no object.
Maybe like a Gretsch White Falcon or something like that.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be able to use it in this band, but it would be nice just to have it anyway.
Yes. So you've been on the road for a few weeks now with touring Europe with Black Sabbath. How do you find playing large arenas compared with sort of club gigs and smaller venues?
Yeah, it was kind of intimidating at first. I mean, we weren't really sure what to expect, but then once you get used to it, it's really not that different. You only see the first like couple of rows of people, and the rest is just darkness. So it's, in some ways, it's a little bit easier to play rather than a club where you can see everyone's face, you know. Yeah.
Is there a noise different, you know, reaction-wise from the crowd?
Yeah, that's different. I mean, our own gigs, you know, people go crazy, whereas we're just a support band here, so no, you know, people are not really here to see us, but we still get a good response and things, so.
Any tales from the road that you care to share? Do you have much interaction with the guys from?
Yeah, I've met all of them. I've not met Geezer yet, actually. He came into our dressing room and I was having lunch or something, so I missed Geezer. But Ozzy, met Tony a couple of times. Ozzy came in our dressing room after the Amsterdam show and he was like, "Oh, you know, I'm a big fan of your music, love you, listen to your album at home and stuff like that." And I was like, "Wow."
There's no bigger accolade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was such a nice guy. He was like, "You know, if you need anything, let me know and I'll help you out and stuff like that." So, yeah.
Brilliant. So, moving on then, you've recently announced some headlining shows across the UK.
Yeah.
Any chance you're coming back to Belfast?
I hope. I'm not sure if we can afford to come back.
It's, I know a lot of bands struggle with their trip across
that's the main killer, that. But I would definitely love to come back here.
It'd be great to have you back
here.
Yeah. What else is next in 2014 then?
We've got a lot of touring. We're doing, playing Russia in February, New Zealand and Australia. We're doing the Soundwave Festival. Obviously we've got the UK and the Europe dates, and then we'll go into America for the Maryland Death Fest, and then probably just do the festivals in the summer and hopefully have time to write and record an album as well.
Another album. Okay, that's brilliant. That's all from me for today. It's nice, a one. Pretty short and sweet.
Excellent.
But thanks for having me.
Thank you. Really, cheers. Enjoyed it. Thank you.